This is Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile, with another Earphones-winning audiobook to recommend. Nixon and Kissinger by Robert Dallek, read by Nelson Runger. Nixon and Kissinger's relationship was one of the most complex in diplomatic history. Runger keeps the narration well-paced and makes this superbly detailed account the audiobook equivalent of a page-turner.
On July 17, 1915, Walter Lippmann wrote in The New Republic, "A man's philosophy is his autobiography. You may read it in the story of his conflict with life." In the nearly 20 years following his resignation from the presidency in 1974, Richard Nixon struggled to reestablish himself as a well-regarded public figure. He tried to counter negative views of himself by writing 7 books, mostly about international relations, which could sustain and increase his reputation as a world statesman. Yet, as late as 1992, he complained to Monica Crowley, a young post-presidential aide, "We have taken shit ever since. Insulted by the media as the disgraced former president." Above all, he craved public attention from his successors in the White House. The reluctance of Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and George H.W. Bush to invite him back to the Oval Office for advice, particularly on foreign policy, incensed him. When Bush sent him national security form letters, he erupted in fury. "I will not give them, the Bush advisors, any advice unless they are willing to thank me publicly," he told Crowley. "I'm tired of being taken for granted. No more going in the back door of the White House, middle of the night, under the cloak of darkness crap. Either they want me or they don't." At the 1992 Republican convention, after Bush publicly praised Nixon's contribution to America's Cold War victory, Nixon exclaimed, "It took guts for him to say that. It's the first time that anyone has referred to me at a convention. Reagan never did. It was gutsy." After Bill Clinton invited him to the White House to discuss Russia, Nixon declared it the best meeting "I have had since I was president." He was gratified that Clinton addressed him as Mr. President. But when he saw his advice to Clinton being diluted, it inspired rage, disappointment, and frustration. Nixon's post-presidential resentments were of a piece with long-standing sensitivity to personal slights.
For more audiobook information and the audiophile review of this audiobook, please visit our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Simon & Schuster Audio, Harper Audio, Achette Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Full Cast Audio.